Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
So, these games, what's going on? They're not very entertaining right now.
Yeah.
Well, the Spurs came back.
Oh, did they? I turned it off.
Yeah, they're down by 5. They cut it to 2, but now they're down by 5.
Coach Pop making those adjustments like always.
Yes, sir. He's got to cut that hair, though. It's getting a little out of control, a little crazy.
He does look like a serial killer. But, you know.
Like straight up. Like, yeah. Not a good look.
He's pop. He can do whatever he wants, though.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. He can do whatever he wants. Guys, this is a very exciting time every year, playoff time. But it's extra exciting this particular year because our New York Knicks are back.
Yeah. We here.
So, when was the last time they were in it?
2013. Yep.
13?
Long time.
Wow.
Long time.
Wow. Yeah. eight years ago. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah. And do you guys like the We Here thing? Do you like that?
What? Is this I didn't see that. Is that like on their Twitter account or something? Or they're like their
chant? Yeah,
that's like their slogan. This
slogan.
Yeah, like the G Men that one year they won it. It was like all in was like the big slogan. Now the Nick.
Wow, very clever, Giants. Very clever.
Yeah, we got a ring out of it, boy.
Yeah, yeah.
That they did. Down. But yeah, the Juice, you had sent that like compilation video. I guess the Knicks posted where everyone's saying we here, and then. RJ saying it and then looking at the screen. So they're having some fun with it.
RJ.
Yeah. But no, this is great, and we get the Hawks, who have kinda, I wouldn't call them like a rival this season, but every game's been a battle. Obviously Trae Young's kind of like our arch nemesis all of a sudden. And let's just start right there. We'll go through each series, but we got to start with our Knicks. What do you guys think?
I mean, I think it was so important to get that fourth seed. That's what, the final 2-3 weeks of the season, I thought the Knicks were going to lose it when they were going on that West Coast trip.
Yeah.
But they ended up, what? I think they went 3-3. That Laker loss was brutal. So I was like, shit, like, they're probably going to be the sixth seed and play Milwaukee, you know, all because of this game. But luckily, they were able to sneak in. The Bucks did us a favor, beating Miami. The Knicks took care of business. I think playing, having the home court advantage is going to be so big, especially with, I think, 13,000 fans now. You know, like you said, it's 8 years since the playoffs. It's the atmosphere is going to be unbelievable. And honestly, it's a good matchup, especially for Randle. Randle makes the team go, and he's absolutely killed Atlanta this year more than any other team in the whole entire league. The only thing about that, though, is DeAndre Hunter, I don't think, played in any of them, or maybe just one.
Yeah, he definitely played in one.
He's their best defender. Yeah, so Collins is guarding Randle most of the time, and he couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I'm worried about. I mean, if you stop Randle, then you stop the Knicks in a way, you know?
Yeah, I can get with that.
So, yeah, it's going to be tough. I mean, but I'm confident Randle, you know, he's played like at an MVP level this year. So I don't see him getting shut down at all.
Yeah. Juice, what do you think?
Interesting fact that I read on Twitter. So one of the creators or the originators of the Go New York, Go New York, Go song.
Jesse Itzler.
Is part of the ownership group of the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a very, very interesting dude. I follow him on, I actually read his book or one of his books where you guys have heard of David Goggins.
He's like the military guy.
Yeah,
or the Navy guy?
Navy SEAL. He's been actually served in a few different armed forces, but he's a nut job, and he's like an ultra marathon runner and does all these extreme shit. So Jesse Itzler invited him to live with him for a month to just like get him out of this like lazy funk that he was in. So he like literally brought him in to live with his like live in his like Fifth Ave like apartment for like an entire month. And just like run him ragged and just have him do all these crazy workouts. He's gone and like lived in like a monastery with monks and like didn't talk for like a month one time. And just
not
a
for me.
Just a very weird, eccentric guy. But yeah, he used to be a rapper and he did that original song, Go New York, Go New York. And he's actually married to what's her face? I don't know, the woman who started Spanx. And she's like a billionaire, and he's like a billionaire.
Oh wow!
Yeah, but he's an interesting dude, and yeah, he's part owner of the Hawks, and you know he's a Long Island guy, so yeah, he grew up a Knicks fan, and funny.
That's gotta be so awkward. I know, like
yeah,
you know he's the owner. You kind of when that stuff happens, you know your old allegiances go away. But does it really? I mean, what if like one of us became the owner of? The Heat or whatever, like I would still root for. I don't know, like how do you just get that out of your system of not being a Knicks fan?
It is kind of odd. And Juice, I think you saw Tommy Beer's tweet about that, and he actually tagged Jesse, and Jesse commented. So he's
oh really?
Yeah, he was like the first comment. So he's pretty. I think he's cool about it, and yeah, there probably is a part of him that you know he's still a Knicks fan. But sorry to go on that rant, Juice. Go ahead.
It's very important that we got the 4 seed. From a talent perspective, at least right now, the Hawks might have more talented players, right?
Yeah.
Our best player is Julius Randle. You stop him, you're essentially stopping a lot of our offense. Where they have Bogdanovic, they have Trey Young, they have John Collins, who is very good. DeAndre Hunter is coming back from injury. They have Huerta. So, you know, for us, the X factor that's going to lead us, you know, through this series is going to be our coaching experience. Tom Thibodeau, just hopefully he dominates. When it comes to the playoffs and big matchups, I mean, when he was with Chicago, he had a completely depleted Chicago team and took the Brooklyn Nets to 7 games and ended up beating them in Brooklyn. I think that was the first or second year that they were in Brooklyn. He's going to be an X factor, and our home court, you know, having 13,000, you know, playoff starred fans going apeshit is really going to help us and hopefully drive. So the one thing I'm really worried about is it's going to be a 7-game series, and we haven't had that kind of pressure cooker. You know, set of basketball games, not playoff, but basketball games for the New York Knicks. So I'm not looking forward to being stressed out all week. But
yeah, we haven't felt this way in a while, and I don't think it's gonna really hit me at least until it starts. Like it hasn't hit me yet, like the nerves. But I feel like once that tip off happens, whenever, whether it's Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, they haven't announced it yet. But yeah, it's gonna be nerve wracking, but a good nervous, you know what I mean? We haven't felt that in a while.
Derrick Rose is going to be big. We definitely need him to play, you know, to ball out, play very well. And we have so many young guys on the team. We just need them to be fearless, right? Quickly needs to come in and just play his game.
Yep.
Don't be scared of the moment and just, you know, go out there and let it rip.
And RJ too. I mean, RJ, you know, he's had a first off.
RJ!
I mean, obviously, Julius Randle is the biggest shock of the season. I mean,
Julius.
I mean, I'll be the first to admit. I mean, you guys heard me last season. I hated him. I think we all were kind of pretty annoyed with him. You know, just you know, taking the ball up all the time and trying to take on 3 guys at a time and losing the ball. And he knew that. I mean, he knew the fans were pissed off. And I mean, you could make a real argument for him as MVP this season. It's just unbelievable. And they'll probably win most improved player. But I think the second biggest shock is RJ shot, what, 40 or 41% from three this season? I don't know what it ended up
yeah,
finishing
I think
at.
It was around low 40s. Yeah, 40.
But like our biggest concern with him was his shooting, and now his shot is. I know he worked real hard on it. I think he even got a new shooting coach in the offseason and changed something with his elbow or whatever. Something was formed, but it's worked, and he's not even drinking age yet, and he's shooting this well already. I mean, he's going to be a special player, but he needs a big series.
Yeah, absolutely.
I attribute a lot of his development and growth to Johnny Bryant. I mean, this is a guy who developed Damian Lillard, Gordon Hayward, and Donovan Mitchell, and now what he's done with RJ. And it's also Tom Thibodeau and his coaching. I mean, he did a hell of a job with Julius Randle, and he did a really, really good job, because last year RJ Barrett wasn't on anyone's list of rookies, top rookies. He was snubbed, and that probably motivated him, right? So good.
Yeah, absolutely. But like, you know, just great performances from like other guys on the team. I mean, Derrick Rose has been, I mean, you can make an argument for him being sixth man of the year. And then, you know, Bullock and Burks on the wings have been great. Nerlens Noel, doesn't he lead the league in blocks per game? Or he might be behind Gobert. But he's been awesome. Taj has even been like surprisingly good. Yeah, I mean, this is unbelievable. What was the season prediction for the Knicks with wins? What was it, the over-under, 30?
22 and a half.
Oh,
it's
not like
22
even.
Or 23. Yeah, something crazy.
Yeah, so
22 and a half.
Yeah, so to finish 10 games over 500, I mean, you know, Monty Williams, I mean, the Suns were the second seed? I think, like, the second best record in the NBA. So if that doesn't happen, Tibbs probably wins Coach of the Year, but it is what it is. I'm sure he's, like, runner-up. Or he was runner-up in the voting.
But I'm extremely proud, right?
Yeah.
You're talking about Vegas saying 22 and a half games over-under, and we come out and win 41 games, right? And with the talent that's on this team, you know, how many jokes did we get coming our way that, oh, your big free agent signing was Austin Rivers. You didn't sign Gordon Hayward. You didn't get Fred VanVleet. What are the Knicks doing? And 41 wins later, you know, we're here.
Yeah, we're here. The big mystery is, you know, I mean, I don't think Thibs is going to switch it up, but Elfrid Payton, who is probably the least favorite player on the Knicks, according to the fans. I think he'd be good off the bench, but I guess Thibs just likes having Rose off the bench for some reason. I think he ends up getting more minutes than Payton anyway. But it's interesting how they're going to use Frank in this series, who historically does really good job guarding Trae Young. I mean, do you think what do you think happens there with Frankie Smokes?
In the series, I think he's going to play a lot, even more than we think. I can see him playing 20, 25 minutes a game this series. Because the numbers speak for themselves. They're unbelievable against Trae, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
they're unbelievable.
He locks them down.
And Peyton's just been, I mean, he's been terrible. I was a fan of him during the year, but these past few weeks, he's been
bad.
He's been a troll. He can't be on the court. I think his confidence is shot. He hears all the fans. It's just not good for him. Like, I feel bad for him in a way, but he shouldn't be on the court more than 10 minutes a game.
Yeah.
It's playoffs. I think Rose is going to play a ton. You know, he can do the scoring. You can pair him with Quickley and Frank and Burks in the backcourt. And Peyton's really not going to be needed. What are you going to need him for?
Yeah. I mean, he the best thing he does is probably penetrate, which Frank does is probably that's like the worst part of his game. But yeah, I mean, other than that, I mean, he's kind of a little bit of a lost cause. And, you know, I think we were tweeting about texting about it, and I was saying, you know, even if Frank doesn't play the first three quarters, and let's say they go into the fourth, Knicks have a lead, just throw him in there to, like, just lock down Trae. And if he fouls out, he fouls out, whatever. You know, like, you know, just be aggressive. That's it.
Because Trae, like, he's a small guy, so he's so slender and... If you get physical with him, I think you can kind of wear him down, especially in the 7-game series. And, you know, the game's going to slow down a ton in the playoffs. It's not going to be. They want to go up and down Atlanta. Thibodeau's not going to let that happen.
Right.
No shot.
Right. But it's going to be a lot of fun. 13,000 fans is probably going to sound like 19,000. You know what I mean?
It's going to sound like 40,000. Yeah. You see what the Yankee game with the Astros when it was
yeah.
like 12,000? People are just so just amped up, you know? So
or we
I
might...
think everyone's going to be into it. And these are all the diehards are going to this game.
Is it though? Is it though? You saw the cheapest seat, right? Was that a rumor?
I don't know what that was about, but I saw tickets today for sale. It went quick, and they were like 120. So I don't know what that was about.
Okay, New York. You know, people make pretty good money. I think still. I don't know, but the crowd. Yeah, I mean, we haven't heard big crowds in a while. So yeah, 13,000 is definitely going to sound like 40,000. And
so what's your prediction?
Well, yeah, that was my next question. You go first, Juice.
I'm going to say Knicks in five.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Yep.
Five.
We wrap it up in the Garden.
Knicks in seven. It's going to be a long, stressful.
Yeah.
Really close.
I agree. Knicks in seven.
I think Vegas has it that way, too. They're pretty much even odds. Tomorrow, Sunday, they're 1.5-point favorites. So I think each game, I don't think there's going to be any blowouts. It's just going to be very tight the whole way through.
It's weird. I think I agree Knicks in seven, but like Knicks swept the season series. They won all three games. Now you can argue that last game, Trey got hurt in the fourth, and it looked like the Hawks were going to pull away in that game. I forget the other two games, how those were, but yeah, I don't know. I feel like those other two games were pretty tight too. So yeah, it's gonna be tough. The Hawks have so many guys who can shoot the basketball, and Capella's been great, and yeah, they make me nervous, man.
I do love how the bracket falls for us, right? So if we can beat the Hawks, go to the second round, most likely we play Philadelphia 76ers. And you know, we don't know. Embiid is never healthy. He always gets hurt.
Right.
So who knows what happens there. But they can make life sort of a living hell for the Sixers. I'm not saying that we were going to win, but in a fantasy dream world, if we were to win and go to the Eastern Conference Finals, you're looking at a matchup against Milwaukee or Brooklyn. That'd be pretty nice.
Yeah. Well, yeah. How does that shake up if the Knicks – Who do we play in the next series? I forget.
So you would play the winner of 1 versus 8.
Which is Sixers versus, I guess, the winner of the Pacers-Wizards game tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, Sixers are probably going to beat either one of those teams. And then, yeah, you're right. I mean, Embiid, if he gets hurt, or, you know, Simmons has some injury, you never know, it could get lucky, but I like the Sixers. I think if they're fully healthy, I could see them going all the way to the finals, but yeah, I mean, let's just kind of, I guess, move on to, you know, go through each series. Obviously Sixers will probably win pretty easily. Nets Celtics, our boy Adam gets his favorite team first round. Boston, he loves those Celtics. Do they have any? Obviously, no shot with Jaylen Brown out. There's just that's probably gonna be a sweep. Maybe one game.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think they'll get one. Yeah, maybe. If Brown was there, I think they'd be competitive. Maybe win two games. But right. Yeah, Brown being out hurts a lot. I mean, what are you gonna have? Tatum would have to literally score like 50 every game. Kemba will have to be. He's been pretty bad this year. He's starting to play a little better, but
right.
Yeah, besides them, who's scoring?
And then Smart got hurt, didn't he? Didn't he get a bad injury in the playing game?
I know his ankle. I think he walked it off. I thought he was walking it off, though.
Okay.
They don't have anybody to score besides Kemba and Tatum.
Yeah. Yeah, you need someone. So Kyrie finished the season 50-40-90. He's one of nine players to do that in the history of the game, which is amazing. And I guess Harden and Durant are ready to go. So, I mean, they'll be fun to watch. But, yeah, there's a chance they could be resting them game four when they're up three zip, you know.
How many games did they all three play together? I saw it was under 10, right?
Probably,
maybe it was eight?
Yeah.
8 or 9?
Got to be under 10. Something like that.
I mean, yeah. We'll see if that affects them. I don't know. I mean, they're just all, they're so good. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Juice, do they have any chance to seize? No? Yes?
Nah. The only way I would bet that the Nets sweep them, the only way the Celtics take one game is if, say, the Nets are up 3-0 and they decide to sit Kyrie or sit Harden or sit Durant for just to rest.
Yeah.
But that's, I think it's a sweep.
Yeah.
That's the broom's good. Out.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'll add this. Danny Ainge should be fired. Get that guy out of there.
I know. How many years has it been now? It's like he's going to make that big move, that big trade, and it just never happens. It's just
so many assets and so many picks, and they have a hot pile of garbage as like a second unit. So, Danny Ainge, you're on the hot seat.
Yeah.
Brad Stevens might be back in college soon.
Well, what's crazy is, didn't Brad Stevens, he turned down the Indiana job, which is was probably like a dream job for him growing up? To stay with the Celtics. So that'd be crazy if like somehow he got fired. I doubt it. They probably guaranteed like his job no matter what. That's probably why he decided to stay.
I don't think he's going anywhere.
Right. Right.
You never know though. You never know.
You never know. And then you know the fourth series in the East is very intriguing because the Heat knocked out the Bucks last year in the playoffs, surprisingly. I don't know. I could see the Heat pulling that off again. What do you guys think?
Definitely possible.
Yeah.
I mean, one year, Giannis, he's just going to have to break through, right? And get to the finals.
Yeah, it's got... I could mean, you, do you think?
With Holiday, Middleton's, he's not like that. He's kind of getting past his prime a little bit. He's only probably got a couple of years left, maybe. So yeah. I think this is like... This is getting close to the time where, like, all right, they start like have to do it within this year or next year, because you know they're running out of time. But the Heat, I can't. It's so hard to bet against Spoelstra and then that team, especially with the success they had last year against Milwaukee. Even though it was in Da-ba-ba.
Yeah, it was definitely different circumstances. What do you think of that series, Juice?
It's a tough one. You know, Miami has had such a tough year all year round. They could never get in stride, whether it was injuries or COVID. And then finally, at the end of the year, they won 8 out of 9 and did really well. You know what? They definitely have – they absolutely have a shot. But with Giannis and now Drew Holiday and Middleton, they're on a mission. Their coach is going to get fired if they don't win. So
yeah,
they're on
a
mission. I see them winning the series. Milwaukee. I'll take Milwaukee.
Yeah, I think Milwaukee in... I think it's going to be a tough series, like 6 or 7. But I just can't imagine them. They're going to be pissed off. They're going to want blood. And I think Jimmy Butler, isn't he still, like, banged up? He was, like, injured, like, all year. So...
Yeah, he's had a lot of different things wrong with them.
Yeah,
he's
COVID bad. Yeah, so... I don't know. I don't know. That's going to be tough. Victor Oladipo's out. You know, not like that was a huge, you know, game changer there. But, yeah, we'll see.
That's gonna be a fun series, though. Really competitive.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we got some good matchups. I'm so excited. Let's go to... So, I'm freaking drinking a cold brew right now. Because I want to stay up for this Lakers-Warriors game at 10 o'clock.
It's going to be tough.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, and the only way I can stay up is if I drink this shit. So, hopefully this keeps me up. But, well, hopefully not all night, but, so Lakers-Warriors playing game, 7 versus 8. What do you guys think? I mean, it's one game. It's tough to, like, you know, anything could happen, but...
Oof. I mean... Curry's just been on a roll.
Unreal.
But nuclear.
Yeah.
Nuclear.
Insane. So, oh, man. It's only 5.5 point spread. It's going to be a close game. It's going to come down to the final 2 minutes. LeBron, man. I mean, if he gets to the finals this year, I don't see him win. I don't see them winning it this year. I think we're finally seeing the end of LeBron.
Maybe.
I know we said it so many times before, and yeah, it's tough to get, but he just seems like he's really breaking down. But no, I'm going with the Warriors. We're going to root for the Warriors, so yeah, Warriors are going to do it.
Okay. Wow.
Curry's going to drop like over 40.
Well, he needs tonight. To. He needs to.
Yeah, he has to.
Yeah,
has to.
Wiggins needs a big game, and Draymond needs to. I guess he'll probably guard LeBron, I'm assuming. And I don't know who's going to guard AD. That's the only thing. But is Wiseman been playing, or is he out?
No, I think he's done.
He's done, right?
Maybe Looney?
Oh, is Looney still on the team? Oh, I forgot about him. Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird because every time I watch the Warriors, I'm just watching Steph play.
He's my favorite player to watch in the league. I know, Paul, you hate him. or were you just pissed when he played the Knicks? I don't know. I don't know if you really.
No, like I don't hate him. It's just when he's playing the Knicks, I'm just like, ugh.
I know.
His facial expressions, chewing on the mouth guard. He's so cocky.
Yeah. Yeah, the mouth guard kills me. It's like, it's a little much, but he is the most fun player to watch.
You know what it is, though? I don't think it's really him. I'm just pissed, though. Like, if a guy was doing that to me, like, I'm putting him on his ass. I'm hitting him hard. You know what I mean? People don't, they're not physical enough with him.
He's too creative because he can hit the
he can hit
it from anywhere, and then if you come out too far, he'll just take it to the hole, and like he's so good.
He toys with people and just annoys me. Like I'm like, oh
yeah. Now what's interesting is, you know, no matter who the winner is, one of the teams is going to play the Suns, one of the teams is going to play the Jazz. I can easily see the Lakers or the Warriors beating both those teams. Am I crazy saying that?
Say that again? Sorry.
So, like, you know, let's say both of them make it into the playoffs, whatever. Well, one of the seventh seed makes it in. Whoever wins the game tonight definitely makes it in. And it's a seventh seed, and they'll play the Suns. And then whoever's the A seed, which I think it'll be the Warriors. I think they'll beat the Spurs or the Grizz. They'd play the Jazz. I could see both those teams beating the Jazz and the Suns, the Warriors and the Lakers. Am I crazy for thinking that, or
no? Not at all. I agree with you.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Jazz and Suns had, you know, great regular seasons. They have great teams, but I mean, the Lakers and the Warriors are the Lakers and the Warriors. So.
It's different, yeah.
Yeah,
it's totally different.
The matchup I want to see is Warriors Phoenix. Those regular season games when they play each other were really good and really competitive.
Yeah.
To answer your question, no, not. If the Lakers get healthy and they still have LeBron and AD, they can beat anybody.
Right.
Warriors, not as much. You know, I'm leaning against the Warriors, even though I love Steph Curry, he's my favorite player. I think the Lakers defense is just too strong. They're going to get a healthy LeBron or a somewhat more healthy LeBron coming back, and AD's AD. So I'm going to take the Lakers tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, I see the Lakers. I think they're too big for the and weren't they like top 3 in defense, even though they, you know, weren't like the greatest team this year? I think they were still top defense.
Yeah, it changed game to game. When they played the Knicks, they were the number one ranked defense.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, they got some decent supporters. Schroeder, you know, has had a good year. And they got Kuz, who I'm not a huge fan of, but he's okay. And KCP. And so, yeah, it's going to be fun to watch tonight. It should be interesting. And then, yeah, whoever plays, who do you guys have a score on Grizz Spurs, which is currently being played?
Last check. I checked, it was Grizzlies up by 5 at the half.
Oh, wow. So Spurs, yeah, they did make it interesting. I mean, I don't think either of those teams have a shot. I didn't realize Jaren Jackson Jr. only played 11 games this season. So
yeah, he was hurt a lot.
Yeah, but fully healthy, that's a pretty good team. And, yeah, so we'll see.
Valanciunas, he's got 16 and 15 at the half.
Shit. Wow. Devin Brooks had a nice dunk. He's a good player. Not a lot of people talk about.
And, he's a great scorer.
Yeah,
Oregon Ducky.
A Ducky, and then Kyle Anderson. Yeah, they got some players. The other two series in the West, Clippers-Mavs, that's going to be a really good one. And what's the other one? Oh, and Nuggets-Blazers, I think is going to be a good one, too. I could see both those going either way. What do you? Let's start with the Nuggy and Paul's Nuggets and the Tone's Blazers. Juice, you go first.
It is going to be a tie. You know, the Western Conference is less wide open than the East, I think, this year.
Right.
I'm going to go Nuggets, but that series is going to go seven.
Yeah, I agree. I really think it's going to go set. It's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, it sucks Jamal Murray's not playing. You know, he's out. But I don't know. I really have no idea it can go either way. Either way. Paul, what do you think?
Denver?
You're going Denver?
Denver. Oh, is Joker is my guy.
Yeah, that's true. Is he going to win MVP? Is that kind of confirmed?
I think that's a foregone conclusion that he's going to win it now. He's okay. The heavy favorite.
Unbelievable.
He's been unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It's amazing just like looking at him and saying that's the NBA MVP. That's the greatest player in the world this season. it's really something to behold, but he's some player, man. He's incredible. What about
was he considered, I know he was what, a second round pick, right?
I think so.
Back around pick, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, how did everyone miss him? Did they think maybe he wasn't going to come over? Like, they knew his talent, but maybe they had issues.
Well, the Euros.
That he wasn't coming over.
The Euros, man. And he's just like, he doesn't look like a player. He just looks, you know, like he just got off the couch, you know? I mean.
I've never seen anyone play like him before.
No.
Ever.
No, the game comes so natural to him. He's like that, you know. That just like that goofy white guy at the pickup game who like you're just like, whoa, this guy's nice. Like, you know, like I didn't see that coming. I mean, that's what he is. Like every time I watch him, that's all I can think. But
yeah, when what's his name? Whoa, he puts like the these random videos of Jokic like taking a fadeaway without jumping, like chucking it over his head 35 feet in the air. Nothing but
no effort. Yeah.
I'm just like, what?
Yeah,
he's ridiculous.
He's a lot of fun to watch. He kills the Knicks. I think both games. Even a few years ago, when remember him against KP at the Garden, I could still see him hitting that rainbow three at top of the key, right in his face. Yeah, he's some KP player. But speaking of KP and the Mavs, first off, is he healthy? Is he going to be? Is he going to be playing in this series? What's going on with him?
I think he's good. He's clear.
He's good to go.
Is he really healthy? They're just saying that.
Nah.
He'll probably play the first game, and then be shot. So I don't think they have any shot to beat the Clippers. I actually have the Clippers coming out of the West.
Yeah, if there's any Clippers probably have the most pressure on them of any team in like the whole playoffs in the whole league. They can't. You know, and I think they're going to win that series. I don't know why I said, you know, it's going to be a tough series or close. Now that I think about it, I mean, Mavs are just not, you know, they're not that great. I think they're a player away, or maybe a couple players away, because KP clearly can't stay on the court. So, yeah, I say Clippers, as long as they're healthy, they're definitely a threat. So, yeah, they'll probably win that series, I'd say in like four or five. But I don't know. Juice, what do you think of that series?
Clippers might be my pick. They were my pick to come out of the West, right?
Okay.
Kawhi Leonard, they have enough time. They've had enough time to build that chemistry. But then towards the end of the year, you know, I'm hearing that they were laying down some of these games so they wouldn't end up on the same side of the bracket as the Lakers. So now I'm like, oh, you guys are soft. I really don't know who's coming out of the West. It's going to be – this might be the year the Eastern Conference team wins.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think they're
– do you feel confident in any Western Conference team? This team is going to the finals.
No.
I don't. Not one
it
of
could
them.
Be, it literally could be, I think, anyone.
Anyone.
But Dallas and that's about it to me.
Yeah, no Dallas.
Portland.
Yeah, I don't think the Blazers. I mean, that's interesting too. Like, they have such, they have a lot of talent on that team. Is there gonna become a point? I mean, I know he's loyal as fuck, but like, where Dame is just like, okay, you know, I think I might need to go elsewhere because
New York.
Yeah, I mean, that's a dream. Oh my god, that would be the dream. And obviously, there was some rumor. Didn't someone tweet about that like a few weeks ago?
It was nothing. I forget who it was, but it's like, oh, the Knicks could, you know, they're watching, see what happens with Lillard. I'm like,
yeah, okay.
And then all these fans that respond, like, of other teams, like, oh, Knicks fans again.
Right.
I'm like, what the fuck? We didn't say anything.
Yeah, said nothing. With that,
we're not the media.
Yeah, with that being said, take all our picks, honestly. Like, oh my god.
Yeah.
To have that guy.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah, that would be...
Lillard, Randall, Barrett, quickly... Mitch.
Yeah. Well, what's going to happen with Mitch? I mean, Nerlens Noel is playing out of this. He's playing out of this world. Taj has been great. Like, what's the future for Mitch? Isn't he supposed to get, like, this something with his contract, right, this offseason?
I'm not sure of that, but, you know, the Knicks, I would say that they would have leverage because of how well Noel plays and, you know, the Gibson and... You know, in Thibodeau's system, you can kind of just plug in a defensive center who just, like, you know, pretty much just finishes at the rim and block shots, and
right.
That's fine. That's all you need. So I would say, oh, yeah, they have leverage over him. But, you know, there's always teams that are going to overpay for guys. So Mitch is going to get offered more money from someone else if the Knicks don't do it. So
yeah,
they're either going to have to pony up or just lose him.
And you watch. We're going to really miss Mitchell Robinson this series, right? Because if Nerlens gets a little nicked up or gets into foul trouble, we really don't really have anybody. We have Taj Gibson, you know? So the guy, Mitchell Robinson, has fired four agents in the last like 3 years, I think. Maybe even more.
Yeah.
So he needs to have a realistic expectation of what he's going to make. And get that, right? Because at the end of the day, it's kind of like the same scenario that the Nets were in, right? You have Jared Allen, and he's a really, really nice player. But year in and year out, it seems like that's become like the running back position in the NFL. You can just – if you're just a rim-running big man who doesn't really have the ability to shoot, you're replaceable. They can just plug and play.
Yep. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
A dime a dozen.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting with him. Because he didn't, I didn't see too much of an improvement from him. You know, he still never shot the ball after talking. You know, he's always talking about, oh, I'm going to take a shot, a jump shot.
And, yeah, co-team, I'm letting you shoot the rock, man.
Yo, Tib, I'm cooking. You see my workout video? So it's gonna be interesting.
All these guys can shoot. They show like Drummond shooting threes like in 20 in a row in warm ups. So it's just totally different in the game.
Yeah, exactly. Different speed. Anything else we're missing on the playoffs here? First round. I mean, obviously we're gonna be following it closely and doing more episodes in the later rounds here. But first round, we kind of. Covered that?
We got everyone, I think.
So it should be fun. I don't know why they haven't announced when the Knicks would play. I'm like dying to freaking know.
It's Sunday and most
Sunday
likely
night. Sunday night. Game. Please.
I don't think it'll be Sunday night because...
I mean, it's going to be Sunday during the day.
Yeah, because the West Coast will be the night games, probably.
Yeah.
As long as it's like a late, like a 4 o'clock on Sunday, that would be like ideal. Like a 4 p.m., but
6:30, 5:30.
That would be great too. Yeah, that would, actually that would be amazing.
Listen, I don't care when we play, as long as we don't offend Kwame Brown. I almost hung up on this. I almost hung up on this podcast because apparently Charlemagne the God chimed in, and Kwame Brown now just put out a Instagram Live dissing him, and he's just like Omar right now. He's collecting bodies right now.
Yeah.
And I'm here for
Omar coming. Yeah, no, he's come out of nowhere. He was the number one pick. I had no idea he was setting picks for Kobe in the 81-point game. Did you guys know that?
No.
No,
I forgot. Definitely. I forgot everything that guy did on the court, honestly. His whole career.
He's amazing, though. He's going at everybody. I know Matt Barnes, Steven Jackson. Jason Whitlock is, like, losing his mind. I can't tell if he's serious or not on Twitter over it. Like, saying he needs, like, his own... I don't know. Paul, do you guys follow him on Twitter, Jason Whitlock? Paul, I think you do.
Nah. I did on Twitter, but he was just getting too much for me on Twitter. Okay.
Yeah, he's been like losing his mind. He thinks like Kwame Brown should get like his own show. He's like all into, like, get over it. It's just he's just talking some shit. It's fun. It's funny, but like, you know,
Yeah.
I don't know where it ends, you know. It's
How did this all start again? Like
two potheads with a podcast. We're making fun of him and said he had small hands and, you know, in all due respect, good for Kwame Brown. You know, they've been picking on him for 20 years. Yeah, right. He was the number one pick. He was a 17-year-old kid that got picked. Didn't live up. But, you know, these random guys. It's not like Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes were these, like, you know, legendary NBA players. What right do they have, you know, making fun of this dude and calling him a bust and cracking jokes? Right. Good for Kwame Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, I sent you guys that like that thing on Twitter, how he's known as an amazing fighter, Kwame.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it. Yeah. I mean, he can – he's definitely scary. I mean, he's just like sitting there. You know, he's like that, like – he's like that uncle that you just like don't want to fuck with that you heard all the stories about, you know?
Arenas was the one talking about it. Right. Like, we were watching him, and him and his brother – they literally fought like 20 bodyguards at a club, and yes. They're like, "All right, you're all right. You guys don't need my help."
Yeah, yeah. That story was great. So yeah, we'll see what comes of it. But it's been a nice, you know, entertaining little, you know, nugget to go on.
Kwame.
But what else? Juice, the PGA Championship is this weekend.
Yeah, did you hear Bryson DeChambeau? He thinks that he saw UFOs in his backyard or something.
Well,
that guy.
Well, the UFO. I'm glad you brought that up because the UFO talk, it's been pretty rampant lately, in actually the news. The Pentagon confirmed they saw something out on the coast of San Diego. You know, when they show the footage, though, it looks like a fly almost. You know, but you know they're saying, we've never seen something move like that, and it just like disappears into the water. And what do you guys think of this UFO stuff?
Been saying it, man. I mean, to think we're the only people or whatever.
Yeah,
I think things in this universe is insane. There's definitely something out there.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. Hopefully, they don't. I mean, with all the stuff that's going on, who knows? You know, if there's an attack, but let's hope not. But wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying that. But yeah,
there wouldn't be an attack. There would be an attack, but we'd have to definitely play them like in a basketball game.
The Monstars. Yeah. Where's Bryson live? Florida?
I don't know, man. Yeah, okay. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, I know. Not your favorite golfer.
Where's just such a.
He's just such a dweeb. Fat Pat's in it, man.
He'll be there.
He's still cooking?
He's still eating.
He's cooking and eating for sure.
Yeah.
He'll be in. Where is the champion? Where is it?
It's in South Carolina. Kauai Island. Am I saying that right?
Kauai. Okay.
Kwame Island.
Kwame Island?
Yeah, might be after this week.
Who's the favorite? I heard Spieth is Mikey P. Shout out to Mikey P.
Vegas favorite is Rory McIlroy.
Rory?
He's won it.
What?
Yeah, he's won it twice. He won the big tournament 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So Rory is the favorite.
Oh, so he's won this. He's won at this place twice in his career.
Yeah.
I can't even remember the last time Rory won a major. God.
It's been a couple of years. Yeah, he hasn't won a major in a while. He's won tournaments, but not a major.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jordan Spieth is back. Like, everybody's on that. Yeah. He's been playing the best golf out of anybody in the last several months. So he's back. I took him in a bet. But we'll see. It should be fun. It's always nice when it's a major. You get to see all the best golfers in the world.
Who's John Rahm?
The Spaniard.
Yeah, number two or number three in the world. He has never won a major.
Okay.
Wait,
I'm looking at the number two.
He won something a few years ago, didn't he?
He won last year. He won, I'm forgetting what. I think like the BMW Classic or something. Oh. He's never won a major.
Okay, I thought he won a major. I don't know.
No. He's probably the best golfer to not win a major.
Okay. But yeah, he's Spanish, right? Or from Spain?
Yeah. From Spain. He went to Arizona State. He learned English by listening to rap music. Supposedly that's like the big story.
Okay.
His coach was Phil Mickelson's brother. It's like a couple good, cool little things. But I like him a lot. I like John Rahm a lot.
Okay.
I think I'm going to go with Xander Schauffele.
Schauffele? He came in second at the Masters.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Yeah, he was nice. Who was?
He's always around the rim, but he could never fucking just slam dunk it in there.
Yeah.
He's always around, you know, second place, fourth place.
I know. I feel like I always see his name on the board there. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
My pick to win is Cameron Smith. The Aussie mullet man. He's like rednecks. He's like an Australian redneck.
Okay. From the outback. I feel like people who
if you Google his picture, he's got a mullet. He looks like he's incredible. He's my favorite golfer.
I feel like, yeah, Aussies that live out in the outback, those are like the Hicks of Australia. Who was that like skinny white kid?
Will Zalatoris.
Yeah. Yeah, I like him. He'll be playing, right?
They say, yeah. I got some cash on him, too. They say he's like, what's the joke about him? He's like the caddy from...
From Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could drive
the
ball.
So skinny.
Skinny. For such a skinny guy, he could fucking drive it. What the hell?
Yeah. He's actually, he's from Dallas, and that's where Jordan Spieth is from.
Yeah.
But the course that he plays at is the course Tony Romo plays at, and they're really, really good friends. Romo giving him advice during the Masters.
Yeah.
Tony Romo,
no homo. So that should be fun. So we got a nice weekend of NBA playoffs and PGA championship.
Where's Aaron Rodgers going? Any update?
It's been nothing.
It's weird, right?
Yeah.
So quiet.
I have no idea.
I don't think it's gonna happen. I
don't either.
He's gonna hold out. He's not gonna play.
Oh, he's not gonna play.
You think he'll hold out? Wow. I don't think that.
Let him go host Jeopardy.
That would be interesting. That would be, you know,
if I'm the Packers though, like I'm doing what like let him hold out. I'm not trading this guy. He's in the like top three quarterback, you know.
Yeah, he was figured like out. MVP make him last year. If
you know, make him happy somehow.
Yeah, yeah, crazy.
Can you imagine if you're packed like you trade Aaron Rodgers? I mean, come on,
the Browns.
Come on.
Shouts to Bloomberg. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of mayors and of New York. Yeah, Brooklyn. I take it back. Brooklyn might lose to Boston after the Blasio's outfit.
Oh my god, that's so cringe.
That's a bad, bad karma.
That was so cringe. Yeah, pretty brutal. Speaking of mayor, who's going to be the freaking next mayor of New York? I feel like Yang's lost some momentum. I don't know who the hell's going to win that thing.
I think Adams. That guy Adams.
Eric Adams, the Brooklyn Borough President.
Yeah,
didn't he think the median price on a home in Brooklyn was like $80,000 or something? something crazy like that. Yeah, they asked him at the debate. They asked everyone what they thought the median And Yang nailed it, 900,000. Of course, he's plugged in on that stuff. But Eric Adams, who's the freaking borough president, was way off. It's like, dude, do you know where you, like, govern, dude?
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't seem like they've got too good of a candidate list for the mayors.
No.
No.
You know, there's not that guy or woman who's standing out at all.
No, the best thing the city has going right now is the New York Knickerbockers. We hear they're saving the city. So
yeah, get Coach Tibbs mayor. I don't care, whatever.
Yeah, make Tibbs the mayor. Worse. Fuck it. Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. So
why not?
Anything else? So I finished The Wire. Rewatching The Wire. Juice, you never watched it, right? Hello?
But it was a very long time ago, and I did watch it.
You gotta do it again, for sure.
Okay. I'm just gonna, real quick, I'm gonna rank the seasons in order of what I think.
Okay, I think I know where you're gonna go, but go ahead.
Okay, ready? 4, 3, 1, 2, 5.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I know a lot of people put 2 at the worst, but I actually thought 2 was really, really good.
It was.
Time you watch it.
Yeah.
And you needed it to see how everything incorporates, how, you know, it's a lot bigger than just one city. It's national, it's international,
yep.
It's everything. It's corruption from all types of federal, local cities, so... That's tied everything together. If you were really into the streets, then like you should appreciate like how it's just showing every aspect of the whole entire system, which is what the show did. Media, police,
yeah,
the streets, education. It was ahead of its time. It was such a good show.
Such a good show. Season 5 was just like, you know, the whole thing with McNulty making up a serial killer and the newspaper running with it.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like, really? You know, I mean, I get it. Like some of the things they did. I mean, this kind of thing like happens like in real life. So I get that, but it was just a little much. So definitely the worst. Season 4 is just like a masterpiece. It's unbelievable with the schools.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And just Marlo and that crew going on a tear. And season 3 is great. Just with the Hamsterdam. Season 1 with the low rise,
yep.
And D and all that. And then 2, yeah, 2 on second watch was definitely really good with the ports and,
you know, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was cool.
Sabaka.
Ziggy. Frank Sabaka.
And the Greek. The Greek.
Nico.
Nico.
And
Nico.
Nico. Yeah, it's such an amazing show. It really is. I mean, right there with Sopranos. Now, Sopranos... That's tough to rank. I'd say 3, 2. Oh, God.
I don't even know. I think 3 and 4 were probably my favorite.
Yeah, I can't
remember what happened in certain seasons now. You know what I mean? It's so...
It's tough, and I just watched it. I mean, it was a year ago now that I rewatched it, but... Juice, yeah. You were saying something?
No, I'm saying I never really thought to rank the seasons. It kind of... It just... To me, it all goes together. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It flows.
Yeah.
I don't know. With Sopranos, it's weird. The Wire, it had a theme to it, so that's why I can rank the seasons easier. It each had like a special theme.
Yeah, you're right.
Sopranos, you have to rank the episodes.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. Sopranos definitely didn't have themes every season, where The Wire clearly had a theme every season. Even though it was a continuous story, it focused on something specific. Every right. season, whereas Sopranos, it's tough to do that. But I will say, I think season 3, the one where Ralph came in, that was season 3, right? Ralph Cifaretto.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, and that was with the Pine Barrens. I think that was that season. Yeah, I think season 3 for me personally. I think that's the best season. But those are my 2 favorite shows. So.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah. Juice, Sopranos definitely up there for Juice. And what was the other show that you were raving about? A bunch of pods. No, a bunch of pods before.
Oh, Kingdom.
Kingdom. Yes.
It's just really depressing, though. It's really sad.
Okay. Okay.
But Sopranos, Seinfeld. I've been watching Seinfeld every night before I go to bed now. It's great.
Yeah, it's on TBS or one of those, isn't it? It's on something.
Channel 11.
11, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I used to do the same. Katie usually likes to fall asleep to Friends, but, you know, Friends isn't bad either. But yeah.
Isn't there some reunion or something going on?
Yeah,
with
there's a reunion coming back. Katie was watching something before on that. So we'll see. You guys, neither of you watching Mayor of Easttown?
Yeah, I'm all caught up.
I'm caught up too. Juice, you're not watching?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
It's really good. It's really good. I mean,
Kate Winslet, good actor.
Joe,
huh?
She kills it. I mean, she is so good in
Titanic.
It. Does a nice Philly accent or whatever, mid-Atlantic accent.
What do they call it? They said it's the Delco.
Delco. Delco. Go back to your home.
I still can't even impersonate that accent.
It's just like open. The O's. The emphasis.
Is it the O's or is it the O's or like, I think Baltimore, it's something with their R's, right? It's,
well, Baltimore.
Those two areas. They have weird accents. Like, it's a, I don't know.
They have, like, the same accent. It's like a mid-Atlantic accent. Baltimore and Philly have, like, the same accent. Yeah, it's pretty similar. It's just the emphasis on the
Baltimore. But they say, like, Baltimore.
Baltimore. Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. But great show. I mean, HBO just has all these crime, you know, like, The Night Of, The Undoing, Outsider.
Yeah.
Sharp Objects. There's just so many of these, like, murder mystery shows. But they're all good. So, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely worth watching. So
I'm just waiting for them to come back with like one that's comparable to The Wire, Sopranos, or,
right, or another True Detective. You know what they should do? I watched The Son of Sam doc. They should make that into a True Detective. That whole thing, holy shit! Did you watch that?
Yeah, that was crazy, and I didn't even know about that stuff.
I had no idea, no idea. Like a nationwide, like. Conspiracy, cult, you know, multiple.
And the poor detective is like, you know, he's like, how come no one cares about this? That there's like,
I know,
a murderous cult out there with other killers, and everyone's like, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Juice, did you watch that?
No.
Yeah.
I did not.
Yeah, The Son of
Definitely
Sam.
Check it out.
Spoiler alert, there was multiple killers. It wasn't just David Berkowitz.
I saw the trailer and it kind of spooked me out. It was late at night. I was like, I'm not watching this.
I mean, it is.
Well, they show it like where they were, where they lived, the Yonkers. You probably know, Josh, the park. It's like on the water.
Udemeyer,
now. It's a garden.
Untermeyer Park.
Yeah.
And it's isn't it like a garden now where they have a lot of like flowers? It's like a attraction. I think now they turned it into something.
Well,
cool.
I remember in Billions they filmed there. I remember Axe was like, he had like a meeting there with somebody. It's like overlooking the Hudson there. Yeah, you see.
When I was little, they used to tell like ghost stories about that place.
Well, yeah, that's where the cult would like. It's where the cult would like get together and like sacrifice dogs and shit, kind of like the tunnels in Nyack. Remember we saw like the dog skeleton.
They told. Yeah, I would send Kwame Brown there, and all this shit would come to an end. Nobody's fucking with that dude.
That's a good way to kind of put a bow on it.
Kwame.
So, all right, guys. Anything else?
Go Knicks. We here.
Go Knicks.
We're here.
Yeah, we'll next pod. We'll be back all over it. So,
take care.
Call me. Peace.